You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The league meetings are still in full swing from Orlando, and yesterday we heard from Jed York and Kyle Shanahan. Let's start with Jed York. Famously, around 10 years ago, he said, "We don't hang NFC championship banners around here. We win Super Bowls." However, recently, Jed said that this year would have been a success for the 49ers, even if they had lost to the Lions in the playoffs. So Grant Cohn caught up with Jed and asked him, "Has your thinking changed from 10 years ago?"
No, I mean, I just didn't think you can't be ashamed of a successful season, right? And our goal is always going to be to win Super Bowls. And even if we won the game, it's not like, okay, well, we can take off 2024 because we won the Super Bowl in 2023. Our goal is always going to be the same. But what I've learned in my time as CEO, it's not a complete failure to not win. Where I had probably more of a, you either win the Super Bowl or you 100% lose. You can't not celebrate the fact that we've accomplished some really good things with this team. And I would trade a lot of good seasons for winning a Super Bowl. But we've collectively had a very, very successful program. And I want to make sure that we continue to do that. And the only way to win the Super Bowl, you have to get there first. And we've obviously been very close several times. And you have to keep building off of it. But you can't, it's funny, I mean, I think you and I talked about this, Matt, like a little off the record over a drink, where it's like, it's almost worse to lose the Super Bowl than to not make the playoffs. And I don't think that's how teams should feel, right? And as much as I would give just about anything to have won this game or 4 years ago against Kansas City, you can't leave and say, you know, The whole season was a disgrace. Like, it's not. It's a disappointment to not win, but you can't destroy yourself and destroy everything that you've built because you didn't finish and hit your ultimate goal.
I know a lot of 49er fans might not like hearing it, but I think he's right. I think two things can be true. Yes, you want to win the Super Bowl every year. That should be the standard. But just because you don't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean everything was a complete and utter failure and you did nothing good and there's nothing you should be proud of. Two things can be true, even though a lot of Niner fans are not going to like hearing that from Jed York. Let's go to Kyle Shanahan now. He touched on a number of different topics, including some clarification on the coaching staff. First and foremost, Brandon Staley is not going to have any official duties with the offense whatsoever. He's going to be focusing on the defensive game plan, although Nick Sorensen is going to be the coordinator, and Sorensen is going to be the one calling plays. but it sure seems like all of Staley's attention is going to be on the defense. Mick Lombardi was hired without an official title. Kyle said he's going to handle Clint Kubiak's duties last year, which was passing game coordinator. Of course, Kubiak left to become the OC of the Saints, so they need someone to do that. Mick Lombardi, come on down. Also, Kyle mentioned at safety, they love the play of Jair Brown, but they are still kind of looking to add somebody there. And again, given the safety market, it seems like that could definitely be a possibility. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday, the Niners were one of three teams to vote against the new kickoff rules, but they weren't totally against it. If you want to find out why and what I mean, just click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, Brock Purdy spoke in the postgame locker room to the Lady Cyclones after their loss in the NCAA tournament. If you want to see part of his speech, again, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed, Jim Harbaugh is doing Jim Harbaugh things again. Of course, we know he's back in the league now, the head coach of the Chargers. Apparently, since getting that job, he has been living in an RV. Quote, "It's been great," he said. "I always wanted to do that. My Ford Motor coach hits me just right. I go back there. It's a good time to think. It's just been great." Oh, Jim Harbaugh, never change. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the little bell. You'll know every time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Little bit different today. Grant is actually traveling home from the league meetings, so I won't be able to do a live stream with him, but don't worry. I will be live. We're going to go a little bit later in the day. I'm going to be with Marco Martinez. We're going to do 4:15 p.m. Pacific time, 4:15, 4:30, right in that window. We'll talk about the league meetings. We'll react to everything, the new rules changes, what Marco has been hearing about the 49ers. So you're definitely going to want to catch that one. Again, 4:15, 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.